Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Have a great, where I'm very excited about having a very great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust. And as I said before, there are plenty of anti-small business forces in Washington, D.C., and Giovanni takes them on toe-to-toe every day, and we are very fortunate for that. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I tell you, you make me feel old, 10 years, gosh.
I know. We're celebrating your 10th anniversary today. How about that?
That's great. Well, you know, it's always good to be on your show and see the tremendous energy that you use and fighting off the helping the small businesses, and I tell you, fantastic.
Well, there's a lot of work to do, and there's not enough of us to do it, and I appreciate all the stuff that you do. Speaking of which, what's one of the biggest things that you see right now? In the next segment, I want to talk about the internet situation, but before that, what is something that you're working on these days that you feel like is the most pressing issue facing small business with regard to Washington policy?
Oh, gosh, there's so much out there. A lot of it has to do with dollars and cents. We have really constrained the size of government, and over time it's going to reduce. I think the biggest threat to small business at this point is the unbridled or is the entitlements.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, everything has a dollar sign on it. That's the hard thing.
It was 60% of our budget. What is it today? Have you heard a new number on that?
Well, you mean
entitlements.
Total budget?
Yeah.
Entitlements is like about 2/3 of the budget.
Yeah.
But, you know, and we have to address transportation needs. Mm-hmm. By this summer, we have the Transportation Trust Fund running out of money. You know, small businesses need transportation. Over the last 5 years, we built a lot of new roads, but we neglected the old ones, and they're falling apart, the old bridges. You know, we can't be spending money on bike trails when we don't have roads to run on, and you know, there's a lot of things that we have. The SGR, which is the doc fix for Medicare,
wow,
that expires in about a week.
That's a nightmare waiting to happen.
And so, I mean, all of it's dollars and cents. We don't have the money, and we have to constrain the budget.
Well, the doc fix is a product of Obamacare, isn't it?
Yeah, well, to an extent. I mean, it was there before Obamacare, but still it's only made worse by Obamacare.
Tell the audience what that is.
Well, basically, back in the 90s, they had this doc fix, this formula for the reimbursement of Medicare to doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, it's just gotten to the point where when this fix runs out, doctors will receive 30% less for dealing with Medicare patients, which makes it
which makes them not want to take Medicare patients.
Exactly.
At a time when doctors are already being squeezed by Obamacare.
Exactly. At a time when you know, soon I want to retire. I mean, not tomorrow, but I mean at some point.
Yeah.
I certainly want to make sure Medicare is around.
Right.
So it's all dollars and cents, and that's really the discussion that we're having now.
You're talking about the misapplication of our budgeted dollars. I mean, what you're saying is our government is not doing its job, basically,
no,
aren't you?
No. And you know, it's in many cases we've constrained the discretionary funds, and those are the funds that they've used to run the government, but we have not constrained entitlements. You know, you have DOD, they're undermanned and understaffed, and
mm-hmm,
they're not getting the dollars they need, but still where you have dollars going to things that really we shouldn't. mm-hmm. needs, such as OSHA. I could name a few of them. That,
the thing is we and some of these things we keep kicking the can down the road, and at some point in time, the can is just too big to kick, right?
Yeah, I know. Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that we're facing. There's a skills gap. There's other things here at the chamber that I'm struggling with. We're constantly being battered from all sides, and we represent small business as well. Mm-hmm. And anybody that wants to send me an email saying that they need explanation, I'll give it to them.
And that email is?
gcortolo@uschamber.com.
gcortolo@uschamber.com. So check it out if you have a question for our good friend Giovanni. He and I will be right back after these messages, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.